Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, I just receiving a letter from your company, your banks, and they offer me a loan. So that's why I called to see what's that possible.
Sure. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the letter that you received from
yes.
us? Could you repeat that back to me 4 digits at a time, please? And that'll allow me to pull up the information we have on your business.
Sure. Is it 2511?
Okay. I'm sorry. 1 second
zero.
Here. 2511.
Okay. 0401.
0401. Okay.
0051.
0051. Okay.
1536.
1536. One moment, please. So is this Golden Crown Sales and Distribution?
Yes.
Okay. And 1 second, please. And who am I speaking with?
This is Tada.
How do you spell your first name?
Tada. T-A-D-E-H.
T-A-D-D-H. Okay. And your last name, sir?
Mahmoudi. M-A-H. M-O-U-D-I.
M-O-U-D-I. Okay. And Toddy, we got a new phone system about a week and a half ago, and we've had a couple dropped calls here and there. If the call were to drop, is there a good number that I could reach back out to you on?
Yes, it's 818-422-3881.
Okay.
3881. Can you be on the hold for 1 second, please?
Sure, no problem.
So, yeah, your first month, I would put, out of that 20, put $4,000 aside. You can take $16,000 out of that account and put it in a different account. So you don't have to worry about taking out the fee backward. And that way you know you have $16,000 before the next payments due. Right, so you already take, as soon as we give you the $20,000, put $4,000 in your business checking account. Let the payments start coming out, and then the next month you put another $4,000 in there. $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900, $3,900 you know, for an extra $1,000. You guys have a website too for the business? Okay, so if you want an extra 2 months, if you go to 8 months, instead of paying $39.66 a month, you'd be paying $3,100 a month. If you like that, that would be even, you know, that's easier for you to handle. So instead of $188 a day, it drops down to $147 a day.
No worries. And then also best email for you.
Okay. And then I have another option. Okay. If you want, I can do less money. I can give you $16,000.
All right. Yeah.
All right. $16,000. I can get your payments down to $22.75 a month, where it comes out to be around $108 a day.
Thank you.
I'm counting by 22 days a month. Yeah, it's just business days. It's just Monday through Friday.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. No problem. So I just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file as far as the location of your business. Are you still located at the 14539 Blythe Street, Suite A03 in Panorama City?
Yes.
Okay. And then your business classification, is it a LLC, a C-Corp, S-Corp, a proprietorship, partnership? C-Corp. Got it. Got it. Okay. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
That's great. That's for time. I need to expand the business and be buying more inventory. And this is the food distribution. In order to buy the stuff, you need to buy the quantity and you need the capital as more as possible. So that's why I need some bank system can support me. So that's why I see.
Sure. Was there a specific amount that you're looking for this inventory purposes?
Because I have another cash advance program, which is about 100,000. But as I said, as much as money is possible, I can use it on the work and in this job. So, because even in future, you offer me $1 million, still I can use it in the to buy and sell the stuff and make more profit. So that's why there is no reason, a certain amount I'm gonna apply for.
Okay. And is there an immediate need here, or are you just
yes.
in the preliminary? Okay, immediate need here. Okay. And then you said that you do currently have a merchant cash advance set up with another lender. Do you know who that lender is by chance?
Yes, one of them is a Swift Capital, and another one is a Everest.
Swift and Everest. And would you be looking to pay down their balances as well?
If I can, yeah. If I can get some funds from you and can pay them off, of course, yeah.
Sure, okay. Just offhand, would you know the balances on those two loans?
It's about $110,000.
Okay, between are they both about at $50,000 or $55,000 each? Or?
Yeah, it's almost.
Okay.
But what kind of pace you gonna get approval with the tax documents, with the bank statement, or what?
This is a cash flow based loan, so we would want to look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. And if you do a lot of sales through credit card, we'd want to look at 4 months of your merchant sales as well. And would you know by chance what you did in sales last year, just a ballpark figure for the business?
Last year?
Yeah.
So $840,000.
Okay. So based off of that number, preliminary, we could probably make upwards of 100 to maybe 120 or 30 available for the business. You know, would that be, helpful in getting your inventory and get you set up?
Yeah, that's going to help, but what's going to happen with the next, the rest of two banks? Still they're going to be there, right? We're not going to pay them off with $110,000.
That's a possibility. The other option would be a third position loan.
So you are the merchant cash advance company, the business loan.
Yeah, we do merchant cash advance, we do business loans, we do equipment financing. So we do have a several different products here that we do have.
Okay, already I have a brokers. They're working on it to get that type of stuff. So you're not the bank almost. All right, thank you so much.
Wait, hold on. We are. We do exactly what you're looking to do. You're looking to pay down two loans and bring on cash for inventory, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what we do. We do that all day long, every day.
But my monthly deposit is about $120,000 to $130,000. You think that you can do something with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, because still I have another two accounts that I deducted about the $20,000 every month from my bank account.
Okay. As far as what does that leave you with? Does that leave you enough for operational expenses and, all that good stuff?
What's that?
So, when they draw from your account, are you left with enough for your operational expenses for the business as well? Or are they kind of dipping into that?
That's because it hurts my cash flow, because one of them is deducted daily and another one is a weekly.
Ah, okay. That makes more sense. I understand. I'm just getting a clearer picture here.
I have a 100,000 accounts receivable, which is I'm giving the people term to whoever I'm working with them. And that's why it makes me in trouble when they deduct it daily and weekly.
I understand. With regards to your inventory, when you purchase new inventory, how quickly are you able to turn that over?
It depends, about a month or 2 months.
2 months? And what kind of return do you typically get on that?
Some of them is a cash, some of them is a month, 1 month.
Okay, 2 months for inventory. All right. And then lastly, you know, how would you rate your personal credit? You know, is it above average, average, maybe a little below?
Is it maybe less than 700, 680, 670?
Okay. That's not too bad. The national average is right around 690, so it's not an issue. So we have a real simple process. It's a one-page application. Yeah, of course, we'd want to look at bank statements for the business. If you do use merchant cards, we'd want to look at those as well to verify cash flow. And also the first two pages of the most recent business tax return to verify sales from last year and also ownership. And if you could provide, I could also put this in an email for you, but we'd want to look at the contracts at Swift and Everest to see where the balances are so we can formulate a plan to get those paid off and then get you operational capital as well.
I don't have a contract with me, but the thing is the Swift doesn't let anyone get as in a second or third positions.
Okay. Okay. Not a problem there. We can work with that. They're in our network, so we are familiar with them. Tad, what would be a good email address? I'd like to shoot you out the information we require in an application.
Is it Tada goldencrown at gmail.com?
The golden crown at gmail. So I'm going to put together an email for you, attach our requirements, our application, and I'll also put my direct dial on there. So if you do have any questions at all gathering this information, you can just call me directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Sure.
Did you have any further questions for me? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking here.
No, that was it.
And then lastly, what kind of term would you be interested in or looking for? Would you looking for something
as much as possible, like a two years, 3 years? It depends. If you're going to be in the first position, 2 years, 3 years, as much as possible is going to be helping because the less amount they're going to deduct from my account.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Okay. So let me put this email together for you. I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes. And would you like me to give you a day or so to gather the information and follow up with you?
I'm going to send it today right now for you.
Okay. I'll shoot that email over to you right now, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, you got it. I'll be ready for
you. Yeah. That sounds good. I appreciate your time today. It was a pleasure to meet and speak with you, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Me too. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.